So I'm going to talk a little bit briefly about different systems of memory. In fact, much of the memory that influences and guides our everyday life actually kind of hides in the background. You actually don't know that when you are using the bulk of your memory. And this is called implicit or procedural memory. This includes things like cultural and social norms. So kind of understanding how you are supposed to behave in a classroom or expecting a certain thing to happen when you walk into a restaurant. These are all things that we have learned and are acquired over our years, but it's not necessarily something that we think about. Language, also, in many aspects, is something that is fairly automatic and we're acquired and used to. It's very natural. And other learned skills such as reading or driving. These are things that might have been effortful at one time, but now just come very easily and automatically to us. And in fact, if you actually try to describe to somebody how you drive or how to drive, it actually kind of messes you up. So these are, in a lot of cases, consciousness kind of gets in the way of a lot of these aspects of implicit memory. Now, when we're talking about our memory, so for instance, people tell me a lot of their memories are bad. When people are saying, when they talk about their memory, they're usually talking about explicit or episodic memory. And these are very different from implicit memories. These are memories that have a very specific tag or space and time. These are highly personal memories, usually. So this could be everything from remembering what you ate for breakfast to what you did on your last vacation, or remembering a significant birthday that you had several years ago or in the past, or just an answer to a multiple choice question on a test.